Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back to another episode of From Willingness to Wellness. It's Coach Debbie, and today I want to continue on the same topic of what we talked about in the last episode. So if you have not listened to that one yet, I do encourage you to go back, listen to that episode. It's called Boundaries versus Bondage, and then come back and continue on with this. Now that you've listened to the last one, we were talking about tracking food and the difference between boundary and bondage. And hopefully you've got that mindset now that tracking food helps you to set boundaries, but it does not put you in bondage. You are not a slave to tracking food. Tracking food gives us a plan. It helps us to stay on the right path and on track. And it's interesting that word track means follow the course or trail of something or someone, typically in order to find them. If we are wanting to find something at the end of this track, then we need to track our foods. Again, set boundaries. Boundaries give us a plan. It sets limits, but not to the point of being a snare or a trap or bondage. And I know I'm reiterating what I've already said in the last episode, but it's that important. We have to renew our minds to that fact when it comes to tracking food. Now, why am I so passionate about this? Well, again, I've shared in past about how I tracked my foods religiously, especially during my losing phase, but then even into my lifestyle phase, once I had hit my goal, I continued on for several years. Then I got away from it, and now where I am with all the changes I've had in the past 6 months, talked about that last week too, or last episode rather, the differences in my sedentary lifestyle since I stopped teaching classes, and my foods didn't change. I was still eating the same healthy foods, but the quantities were not lining up with the sedentary lifestyle, and I've gained weight. But here's the thing. I know what caused it, and I know what to do different. Every extra pound that you're carrying on your body will take away from your health, and I don't want that. This is about health gain by weight loss. It's not just about looking good or feeling like you look good or being able to wear certain sizes. It's about health. And when you have extra fat on your body, it also means that you have extra fat around your organs, and that is not healthy. So with that said, I know what to do. It's the same things that I teach you and have for the past 2 years on this podcast, and I'm doing it myself. I truly believe in living and teaching and training by experience, not by theory. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing my experiences. The last couple of weeks, I have gotten back on track by tracking. And when I say that it makes a difference, I'm a living witness. I had gotten away for several years, got back into it. And even though I had convinced myself my quantities were not different, my food intake was not different, it was not the quality. Let me be specific here. I still purchased the same foods. I still ate the same foods, but the quantity was different, especially in comparison to what my body was burning, or in this case was not burning because I was not exercising regularly. Calories in versus calories out. That's the facts of it. You can say calories don't matter, but they do. Calories consumed versus calories burned will result in either weight gain or weight loss, period. So by keeping on track, by tracking, you know exactly what is coming in. Here's the thing. I want to tell you how to track properly. First of all, use your favorite form, whether that's writing it down, which is not my favorite. It's too time consuming. And to me, that's bondage. I use an app. There are many apps out there that are great to use, but I choose to use MyFitnessPal mainly because it's what I've used for the past 8 years. It's what I'm familiar with. I've built up a history, and that's one of the things I'm going to share here in just a minute. But use your favorite form. Like I said, many out there, figure out which one works best for you and then do it. Form a habit. In the beginning, it's not going to be easy, but anytime you are starting a new habit, it's not easy. With the apps that you can use on your phone, computer, MyFitnessPal, use both and they sync to each other. You build a history, meaning if you tend to eat the same foods a lot, then it's going to be in your history, and it doesn't take but a split second, literally, to put the foods into your daily tracker. Forming a habit makes it easier. It also builds a history in your app or whatever you're using. The next thing is to be accurate. Don't guess. Guessing, you may think, oh, I know this is an ounce, or I know this is a cup. And you could be way off. And if you're way off, you're either consuming way too many calories or not enough. Not enough calories in will cause your body to go into starvation mode. And that can be as bad as eating too much. So you need to know what you're consuming. And the best way to do that is to keep your tools convenient. Tools being measuring cups, measuring spoons, a food scale. Keep them all convenient, close to where you prepare your food so that it's very easy. Now, I keep mine out on the counter. I have a little dry pad, and I keep my measuring spoons and my measuring cups right there. I have a food scale that I keep tucked up underneath one of my countertops. I just pull it out, weigh and measure. Takes very little time to do that. And then I know exactly what it is that I can put into my tracker so that I can find what I want. With MyFitnessPal, and I'm sure the others are this way too, you can scan packages. So if you have a package of frozen vegetables, say, you can scan the barcode and it will automatically find it in the tracker. And that makes it pretty simple to put in. Then you adjust your serving size or your quantity or whatever. You'll get familiar with it. It's very easy to do that. Let's see, what else? This is a big one. Be honest with yourself. If you take a bite of food, even just one little nibble, then put it down, write it, add the calories into your tracker. Don't cheat yourself. Don't talk yourself into saying, oh, well, I can eat this. It's not going to be that many calories. It won't make that much difference. Be honest with yourself and put everything into it. For one, it will make you aware, and maybe you'll decide, oh, I don't need that bite of whatever, because I don't want to track it. And then that's the less calories that you're getting in. Or maybe you don't want to put what that food is. Maybe there's something in your house that you personally wouldn't eat, but maybe your family would. And you think, oh, that looks so good. I'm just going to take one quick bite of that. It may help you to not do that if you think, I have to track this. I have to be honest with myself. But being honest with yourself is very important. Last but not least, make it fun. Set up a competition with yourself. You're not competing with other people, but set up a competition with yourself to make it fun. Make a game out of it. I mentioned that in the last episode. To me, it's actually, after I get into it again, it's fun. I like to look at the end of the day when it says complete your diary or whatever term it says. I don't remember right now. It will show me if I ate like this every day for the next 5 weeks, what I would weigh. It gives me a little bit of a competition with myself from day to day to make sure I'm putting it in, doing it properly, honestly, and then to see what that 5 week result will be. And one other thing, I said that was the last, but there's one other thing that I do want to mention in this. You can also put your foods in ahead of time. For example, if I know what I'm going to be eating for lunch and dinner that day, I can go ahead and put those things in. It'll give me a good idea of what other foods I may need to add or maybe what I will not need to add for that day. You can put them ahead. And then if you need to make adjustments as the time goes on, then you can. You can adjust it. You take something out or you add something in. It doesn't have to be done in hindsight. In other words, you can do it ahead of time to kind of help you plan ahead. Anyway, those are the things about tracking that I wanted to mention to you. I encourage you to do it. If you are stuck, especially if you are stuck in your weight loss or you feel like you're not making the progress that you want to, remember an average of 1 to 2 pounds a week, average over the course of 6 weeks, average it out. That's a good, healthy weight loss. If you do anything more than that, it's too fast. But if you've come to a place where over 6 weeks, you're not making progress, then maybe try tracking if you're not already doing that. As we finish this out today, I want to leave you with just a few scriptures that will help you. Philippians 3:16 and 18 says, "Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running the same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you of this many times, sadly. I'm having to do it again. All they want is the easy street." Philippians 3:16 through 18, and that's the Message translation. The next scripture that I have for you is 2 Chronicles 15:7. "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." Yes, amen. And then last but not least is Psalm 20, verse 4. "May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed." I know you can do this, friends, because I know that you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.